9 p.m. BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time. WABC, New York.
Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day. You are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra. Frank's guest this evening, Mr. Louis B. Mayer and Kathy Lewis. And reading clockwise round the family circle, Andre Previn, the Pied Pipers, Axel Stordahl, and other hungry little mouths who beat their gruel spoons on the festive board of the voice himself. Everybody's accounted for, except... Oh, yes. Here's Frank.
Dear, this evening seemed to go so awfully fast. We had so much fun, and now you're home at last. I look forward to a kiss or two at the garden gate, but you gave me just one peck and insisted it was late. Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday date. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
Oh, hi there, braves and squaws, and all you tender maidens from the great lodge of the Algonquin to the sage-covered teepee of the Apache. We're gathered around the old fire again, ready to pass the pipe, wobble the wampum, and lift our noble voices and song. For openers, let's make a little medicine with this one from the great Tin Pan Alley of the Iroquois. Come on, Chief Axel in the face. Hit the trail, man.
Maybe this is always. This is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night there. You tied a string around my so how can I forget you? With every kiss I know that this is always.
And now, neighbors, here is honest Indian Marv Miller, chief leg in the cast. Marv, take it.
Did you ever try to smoke a thermometer? I'm not trying to be funny, but it seems to me that from all you hear about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation, why, smoking a thermometer is a very natural thing. But listen, folks, I hope you won't be put out when I tell you there's not a single little thermometer in a pack of Old Golds. Frankly, all you'll find in each and every pack of Old Golds are 20 smooth, fragrant, and remarkably mellow cigarettes. Take our word for it. We don't want you to keep a fever chart every time you light an Old Gold. All we ask is that you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Look, Old Golds are made by folks who've been associated with the best in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. And by golly, we're not throwing that grand tradition overboard to go into the throat care business. We're in business to give you a wonderful smoke. And every ounce of our tobacco knowledge is concentrated on that goal. Yes, to give you a cigarette that's absolutely tops in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. By all means, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else. But listen, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
Now that sounds mighty sensible to me, Marv. Want a treat instead of a treatment? Smoke Old Gold. Which brings us, neighbors, to the Steinway Corner, a bright little nook in this program where we find curled up on the piano bench a young man of serious face and of mature ways beyond his years. Even though he helps with music chores out at MGM, whose latest picture is Three Wise Fools, even though he puts in tireless hours of practice, even though he is on this program, he finds time to pore over the deathless words of great literature. Andy Previn, put down that racing form and pay some attention to me.
Gee, sorry, Mr. Sinatra. I guess I was carried away.
Well, whoever carried you left you off at Santa Anita. Come back here, boy. You've got work to do.
Well, you name it, Mr. S.
I'll call it, I Know That You Know. And you play it, Junior, or you'll find no potatoes in your hamper of goodies this week. Andre, my boy, you play a mess of piano. You know, I find it rather difficult to tear myself away when your nimble fingers wander down keyboard alley.
Well, Mr. S., I guess that means you're planning on taking me by the hand and wandering back through the years when songs were songs and you were young and gay.
Junior, you took the words right out of my mouth. Put on your bib and tucker, son, and we'll be off.
Well, which way would you like to go?
Well, it doesn't matter, Junior. You name it. Oh, you like it back that way, huh? Here I am over here. Thank you a lot. On a bicycle built for two. Ah, yes, Junior, those were the days. I'll never forget Daisy. We couldn't afford a carriage, so we walked that day.
Well, who was Daisy?
Junior, I'm surprised at you not knowing who Daisy was. She was going with Al Jolson, and they were going to be married, you know, but she didn't recognize him in blackface, and she married Georgie Jessel by mistake.
What happened?
Well, it all turned out okay. They had one lovely boy, and he turned out to be Eddie Cantor.
How did you turn out?
What'd you say, son?
How did you turn out?
Well, I turned west on 52nd Street and met Nellie Bly. And she whipped out a marriage license and said, Francis, this is it. But I had the presence of mind to back up and sing. Wait till the sun shines, Nellie, when the clouds go drifting by. We'll be so happy, Nellie. Don't you sigh.
I guess we're never going to see the good times like you lived through, Mr. S.
Yeah, you think that style will ever come back? I guess not, Junior. Things were slower then. Yes, sir, you know that a $5 gold piece would last you a month if you didn't spend it.
I wasn't thinking of money, Mr. S. Were the girls just as interesting?
Interesting? Why, Junior, they were fascinating. I remember one night I was sitting on the front porch with a girl called Mary. I made up a poem, and I said, Mary had a little lamb, she also had a steak. But alas, she ended up with spam and a tired codfish cake.
I bet that killed her, all right, Mr. S.
That's going to get me killed if I read it again. I'll say it did. Why, she even let me stay until 8 o'clock that night, and we even got her ma to play the musical saw while I sang... Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears foolish fancies made. You know, baby, I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver line. Just wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. I shall be melancholy too.
Thanks, Mr. S. You've given me something to shoot at.
Put that gun down, son, or we won't have a show next week. Time now, friends, to unveil our favorite quartet. We'll get things back in a modern groove. Pied Pipers, use us on.
What are you gonna do if you should need me and I can't be found? What are you gonna do when there is no one you can run around? Where will you find the kind of love I wasted on you? Where will you find another fool that you can tell those lies to? What are you gonna do when there's a tingle on the telephone? What are you gonna do when there's nobody you can call your own? Better think it over, pro and con. Won't be any shoulder you can cry upon. You never miss the honey till the bees are gone. Baby, what are you gonna do? ¶¶
are you going to do, honey child? You know, I ain't going to be around here no more. If you don't cut all this playing out with them other cats. I'm getting awful tired of messing around, honey child. Waiting for you to make up your mind. If you don't settle down, I'm going to cut out of here. And start getting my jolly, too.
You better put me wise before I blow my time. Oh, baby, what are you gonna do?
Boys and girls, those of you who like to add up to four can glance at your Big Bens and know that the time has come when this meeting is called to order to consider the question of boy meeting girl. The girl who brightens these minutes tonight and sheds glamour before these eyeless microphones is the lovely and talented Kathy Lewis. Now, in this tender moment, it behooves me to tell you that I am boy, Kathy is girl, and the occasion for this heady romance is that moving ballad of yesteryear. If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden just made for we two, with nothing to mar our joy. Such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only we can get a seat in the subway.
Gee, I like to be alone, but not this alone. What happened to everybody?
They're gone. I did it with my new chemistry set.
You mean just me and you and Bildy?
Mm-hmm. Boy, now we can sure hold hands, can't we? By George.
You mean we're the only boy and girl left in the whole wide world?
Sure. Every place but Russia. Nobody knows what's going on over there.
Maybe it won't be so bad after all. You know, think of all the dresses I'm going to be able to pick from and all the wonderful hats.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Eve.
Eve?
Yeah, don't you get it? We're back where we started from. Just like Adam and Eve.
Yeah? You mean you're what Adam looked like?
Well, you better be nice to me, Kitty, or I'll take back my rib.
Look, if what you say is true, and we're the only boy and the only girl left, like Adam and Eve, What are we holding hands for?
Oh, it's all right, honey. We're engaged, you know.
I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be
now look, will you stop following me around? Everywhere I've gone for the last 2 years, you've gone. Ain't this world big enough for two people?
Look, Dope, I'm not following you. You're following me.
Boy, I sure must have been nuts to get rid of everybody. What I wouldn't give for people.
You're telling me. I'd give the Empire State Building and all the gold in Fort Knox, including my last T-bone steak, just to see that drip piney Himmeldinger again.
Where do you get that stuff? The Empire State Building is mine. But gosh, remember the good old days when we got shoved around by crowds and we couldn't even find a doorway to hold hands in?
Yeah. Now I gotta be stuck with this Adam and Eve stuff and nobody to talk to but you and a snake.
Well, we might as well make the best of it and settle down.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. If we don't find a preacher, I'm going to live on my side of town and you're going on the other.
It's okay with me. Things couldn't be that tough to marry you.
Oh, listen, go roll your hoop. You bore me.
I bore you? Says you. I mean you. Says you.
Says you.
Says me. Oh, yes. If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
The cigarette has not yet been made that can give you a throat treatment. But the cigarette that can give you just about the tops in smoking pleasure has been made, and its name is Old Gold. And friends, isn't that what you want in a cigarette? Pleasure? The friendly pleasure of good, fine-quality tobaccos? Of course you want pleasure. So when we ask you to try an Old Gold, we don't talk to you about throat care or cigarette laboratory tests, nor do we come to you with some hocus-pocus medical claims about smoking. We say to you, and we say it with tremendous pride, folks, in an Old Gold, you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. You enjoy the priceless pleasure of delicious tobaccos and tasty smoke rolling smooth and luxuriously on your tongue. Ah, yes, folks, it's like we've been saying all along. If you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machines. But remember, if you want a treat, instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Gold.
That tune, neighbors, is called There's No Business Like Show Business. And believe me, neighbors, there is no business like show business. You get to meet a wonderful kind of people. People like my boss, who pays me the honor of visiting here tonight. I'm not coining any phrases when I say that here is one of the really great men of show business. The mayor of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Mr. Louis B. Mayer.
Thanks, Frank. Let me return the compliment. Let me welcome you to the MGM family.
I'm proud to be in that family, sir.
My other reason for coming over here tonight, Frank, is to tell you that the readers of Modern Screen magazine have confirmed our judgment of you at MGM. The readers of Modern Screen have chosen you as the most popular film star of 1946. The honor bestowed last year on Van Johnson.
Hey, Van, you better move over, son.
The award is this bronze bust of yourself done by the great American sculptor Joe Davison, the artist who has sculpted Franklin Roosevelt, Madame Chiang Kai-shek, Premier Clemenceau, and other famous people.
Thank you sincerely, Mr. Mayor. This is going to be a hard guy to live up to.
You can be proud, Frank, proud as we are of you. Remember, we at MGM can only choose the personalities to present to the public, and they let us know whether or not we have chosen wisely. It is the fans who make the stars, and such a tribute as this award voted by them is an honor indeed.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sincerely grateful to you and to Modern Screen Magazine, and especially to the readers of Modern Screen Magazine who have put me in the ball game with Van Johnson. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank all of you.
Thank you, sir.
You see, neighbors, I told you there was no business like show business. Anything can happen, and usually it's wonderful, too. Yes, sir.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Till you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches and the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum, the closing when the customers won't come.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. Top of that, your pa and ma are parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Well, friends, it's about time to hit the road until we can all go together again next week. Make it a treat instead of a treatment. In the meantime, October is yours, the best of everything. And put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart. Wishing on a star never got too far. La-da, la-da-da-dee, la-dee.
Neighbors, this would be an awfully good week to help tidy up a very important corner of this troubled world. It happens to be National Employ the Physically Handicapped Week. Now, look, this is our baby, and it's on our doorstep. Our obligations in the war didn't end with the shooting. We owe the physically disabled a chance to earn their living. All they ask is a chance to show their skill and their loyalty. Remember, it's either a job or the scrap heap. Good night.
Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Frank Wilson and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.